Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now.
Time for a very procedurally generated edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games of Microsoft's Game Pass service and tell you which games to pass on to your friends and which games to simply pass them on by. Not worth your time. I am your host, Corey, and I am joined by the astronaut himself. He has seen the world. He has seen the sky. Basher.
You call me a no man? I like being a no man. What's the deal, good sirs? Wow, this one, huh? I wasn't looking forward to this.
Oof, don't spoil everything. Before we talk about No Man's Sky and the details, if you're listening to this right now, why don't you give us a rate? It really helps us out. I know I say that every episode, but I don't think you understand. It helps. Other people can then have Game Pass games suggested to them if you rate, because then more people hear. You want to hear, don't you? Wait, that's not the right question to ask. No Man's Sky. Let's go about the details of this game before we get into it. It is developed by Hello Games, known for Joe Danger. I've actually never played Joe Danger, so this is my first outing with Hello Games. Did you ever play Joe Danger?
I did not play Joe Danger.
Very different game as well. That's like a platformer, if I know correctly. So, regular priced at $49.99. It is a third-person survival and resource-gathering game. Available on PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 4, and with the release on Game Pass, it is now completely cross-play with PC, Xbox, and PlayStation 4. No boundaries. No Man's Sky has no boundaries. There has been DLC for this game. It has all been included in the main package. They have not charged for anything. I'm not going to go into all the DLCs here, because there is a lot of it, but just know that it is all included in the package. You do not have to pay for it. It is also Xbox One X enhanced with a higher resolution mode, as well as a performance mode. And it does support HDR for 1S and 1X owners. No Man's Sky. Embark on an epic voyage. At the center of the galaxy lies... First of all, that's a spell... Okay. At the center of the galaxy lies a irresistible. Wouldn't it be an resistible?
Yeah, I think you're right. But again...
Irresistible pulse, which draws you to a journey towards it to learn the true nature of the cosmos. That was our goal. Did we get there? Let's talk about it, Basher.
Wow. No Man's Sky is...
It's something.
That's my problem with it. It's not. If it was something, I mean, I would have something to do. Like, there was... So right off the bat, this is one of those resource collecting games. You gather a bunch of stuff, you build a bunch of things, and then... you're off to the cosmos. So, knowing this game has co-op support, we're figuring, hey, let's jump in, start digging, start getting our resources together, start working together in this game. That doesn't happen. At least it didn't happen. Right off the bat, when you land on this planet, you and your co-op partner both have the same missions, and you don't share them at all. It's like when you go online and play like an MMO and you have the same quest to gather 10 turnips. You have 5, your partner has 5, but the count is still 5 for the right. For the quest. It's like, so what's the point of us sharing this quest? That's the brunt of the of my beef right off the bat. It's just the co-op is why. It's supposed to be something, it's nothing.
Yeah. So I agree. I feel like we need to preface this game a little bit in that you've probably heard of No Man's Sky, right? Like
it's the Fallout 76 before Fallout 76.
Right. Like it had promised so much. There's a long history of this game overhyping and not even coming close to delivering, but they stuck with it. And I want to commend them for that, for sticking with it, because they didn't have to. They got this game sold a boatload of copies because it had a huge marketing push behind it. And immediately, though, people were skeptical. And this game induced so many arguments of the common, like there were so many arguments of, so what do you do in this game? And nobody could answer that question. And then it's like, well, what do you do in any game kind of thing? And it was such a ridiculous banter around this game that not playing it when it first came out was the right call, because there was nothing to do in this game. And we now know that kind of thing. But looking at this, what, 2 years later, nearly 2 years later, they've added a ton of content. So that's why I wanted to hop into this game, because we know the premise, right? It's a resource gathering game. Every single planet is procedurally generated, so you're always going to kind of see something new. You get to name the planet. It's supposed to be a game about wonder and discoverability. I discovered nothing in No Man's Sky.
What? All right, nothing. So if you listen to the previous episode, last week's episode was about on Astroneer, and I said I gave praise for discovering things, discovering new ways of thinking, new ways of working together, new ways of just wonder. Everything No Man's Sky promises, No Man's Sky has none of that, just none of it. So right off the bat, you have to build up. It walks you through a tutorial. And oh my God, I'm trying not to go on a rant right now. I'm triggering myself. The tutorial lasts, I want to say, forever.
It's probably still going on.
I uninstalled this game almost immediately, and I'm still in a tutorial in a nightmare. It's crazy, because it's supposed to teach you. It wanted to teach you how to gather materials, how to organize those materials in your backpack and share between your backpack and your ship, because your ship has extra storage. So now you know how to move materials around. It wants you to make things. You make your first piece of equipment, and you may have heard this before in our previous podcast, where it's like a previous episode rather, where it's like you make something you don't quite know what it does or its purpose, and it's like, okay, fine. The difference here is the tutorial forces you along the path as if you picked up on what you just did and why you just did it. It doesn't stop holding your hand and say, all right, figure out what you did and why you did it. Instead, it's like, okay, great. You built the contraption. Now build another contraption that scans this. It's like, why am I scanning for that exactly? Great, you built that scanner. Now build a backpack that does this. I'm like, wait a minute, but why? What was the point of that last thing I did? And the next thing you know, you're selling off material for money, for items, for a quest you have no freaking clue what it's about. Like, I can't describe how ludicrous the setup of this game is.
I have nothing to add to that, because I agree with every single word. We played this game for so long, I don't know what we did. Like, I'm not kidding, I don't know what we did. We flew around a little bit, I found some salt, and that was it. Like, I hate this game. I hate it. The UI sucks. The tutorial sucks. The console version sucks. It sucks. I hate it. I absolutely hate it.
All right. So All right, so you may be listening going, well, it's a research gathering game where you're essentially some astronaut that everything's kind of ambiguous. You guys love Astroneer. Why do you therefore hate No Man's Sky?
Okay. In all seriousness, that's the right question to ask. And the answer is simply that game, while it does not have a goal, it has discoverability in a way that makes you feel like you are progressing towards something.
You are creating your own goal, I would even argue, because you don't know what the overarching goal is, per se, and there's no hint to it. So it's like everything you do is like, wow, I did that on my own or with the help of your co-op partner. Like, we did that. Like, that's like, we didn't know this led to this, and now it's like a jigsaw puzzle finally coming together. Like, you finally got the edges in, and you're filling out the insides. It's like, it starts to make sense. Whereas No Man's Sky is very similar in that aspect. You're looking up similar materials, even. You're doing a lot of researching for new blueprints, new equipment, new buildings, new stuff. And it's like, none of it feels fresh. None of it feels earned. None of it feels like you yourself discovered it, because you are on this. The tutorial leads directly into a quest line, and God knows how long that quest line lasts, because the quest line is having you do all these tutorial missions, and it never stops to say, okay, figure this out. Just like you're in a bubble now where we gave you X amount of material, we gave you X amount of knowledge, figure out this part, and then we can move on to the next step. You're just strung along this line, and I just don't know why I did anything. I got off the planet multiple times onto a brand new planet, and I still didn't know why I was on a new planet.
This is my problem, okay? The tutorial, like you said, is holding your hand so much that it's guiding you along a thing. But the problem with that fundamentally is that the promise of this game is discoverability. If you are holding my hand the whole time, you have to at least tutorialize it in a way where I'm discovering something, and you're not doing that. Like, you are literally telling me, like, this world can do anything you want, but do it this way. So we keep playing it, and it never stops doing that. It is always trying to give you, like, that's the problem with open world games, in that when you have an open world and you say you can do anything you want, that's a lie. That's a straight up lie, because you cannot do anything that you want. But we've accepted that. Like, I don't want to make that sound like, oh, it's a lie. This is fundamentally not possible. Like, no, that is a lie. You can do anything within the rules of that game. But the rules of this game have nothing to do with the rules of discoverability. Like, the rules let you go from planet to planet and let you do point A to point B, but they do not in any cohesive way go together. I don't understand it. I don't get it.
I don't want to keep comparing it to the previous game, Astroneer, that we played, but when we, in a previous episode, you said something where when you left the planet, you felt a sense of accomplishment, like a sense of like wonder, a sense of, yes, I did that. This, in No Man's Sky, you're on such a rope, such a tight freaking rope, where you actually, when you finally do leave the planet, it doesn't matter, because it felt like something you were supposed to do.
Right.
It felt like something they instructed you to do the entire way. And what really blows my mind about how bad the design is of this is it will hand feed you, hand to mouth, every single aspect of this, of your journey. It will have you build a compartment, have you build the matter for the compartment for the antimatter, for the matter, for the, to put in the capsule, to put into the ship, just for you to get in the ship and not have any fuel. And then you're like, wait a minute, you walked my hand, you held my hand through every single aspect of this, and you didn't tell me that fuel is a necessity? I'm like, and that's the first time that that's not the only occurrence of that.
No, they will
teach you how to build these things, how to use these contraptions, but not tell you, oh, by the way, you know you need a capsule for that, right? It's like, no, I didn't know that.
What also drives me nuts is I think the biggest problem with this game also is that it started out as one thing, and they very clearly have added so much to it that there's probably stuff we haven't seen. And there's probably stuff that people really love. There's probably, because you can get different ships, you can find alien races, you can do all that stuff. But none of that was in this game to begin with. So, and neither was co-op, which was something that they promised was in this game. They're like, yeah, you can see your friends and you can do this, blah, blah, blah. That was disproven day one. But that is now the case with co-op. But you can't, in a game that everything is procedurally generated and you can do anything that you want and you can go anywhere you want, you can't really play that co-op, because then the problem becomes, which we ran into many times, we are trying to do the same thing, like find a certain resource.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
And we're looking for that resource. And then we look at the map, like the resource is here. We go there. Wait, someone's already been here and taken the resource. Turns out it was Basher, like, because he's doing the same mission. So like all those little things like that, like not having fuel, not telling you exactly what you need, the fact that you put something on my little scope thing that lets me look out into the planet and find certain minerals. I look at it. It says it's here. I go there. It was there. Like, how can you have co-op or quote play this game any way you want? And then do those little things. Like, just because you add co-op doesn't mean it was a good thing. You have to actually design the game to have co-op. And
it's
cooperative.
It's just,
no, it's not. Like, that's like us playing Doom, and we're both playing our own version of Doom.
we just play Doom at the same time.
Right. That's all you're doing. Like, it's not co-op. And so I wonder if that's the issue with this game, is that we wanted to play co-op because they said, hey, it's got co-op. It's got cross-play now. Like, maybe playing this game co-op at the start is the wrong answer. But the problem is you don't tell me that. Like, if I would rather you say, like, hey, we're not going to let you play co-op until you get to this part because it really doesn't make sense.
Like, instead of game.
It drives me nuts. Like, the design of this game is so freaking bad. And I did not expect this level of just frustration after so many updates and so many quality of life changes, etc. Because I just don't get it.
Like, I feel like this game had plenty of huge, gigantic changes. There was no changes in the minutia of the game, the day-to-day, if you will, of the game. If you play a game like Astroneer, you have something called like the tether system. So that way, if I can go infinitely across, but I can go miles out from this point, find my way back easily because I'm tethered to a source. And then when I upgrade and get my oxygen pack, you realize that the signals that you can build at your base is very necessary, because once you get rid of the tethers, you can try kind of drop signal points and you can find yourself a lot easier. You can find your way back a lot easier. No Man's Sky, if it has it, I didn't see it, because it just lets you go. And when you just you'll turn around and you're like, wait, where did I even come from?
Right. Oh, my ship's over there. Like, I have nothing positive to say about this game. And I think the thing that I don't want to do the armchair developer thing of like, well, this is how I would have done it kind of thing, because I don't think that's fair. Like, that's not the point of reviewing games, et cetera, because they made this decision. But there's so many things. It's like the fact that whenever you're on the planet and like we talked about how you can end up looking for something that someone else has already found. And so there was my breaking point with this game was I ran for literally, I think it was like 7 minutes and 26 seconds. Okay. I ran to this thing because I needed salt. And it was the only one within running distance. I was like, all right, I guess I'm doing it. I'm going to go there. I'm going to get the salt. I get there. Salt's gone. I'm like,
I took the salt.
I was like, fine, whatever. I'm going to teleport my ship here. Teleport my ship, hop in my ship. I am out of gas. Okay. How do I get gas? You need this mineral. Okay. This mineral is 7 minutes away. Okay, fine. I'll do it. I'll run there. I get there. The mineral is there. But guess what? Since I didn't have any gas, I got to run 7 minutes back to my ship. No, I'm not doing it. Like, you need to, you have to respect my time. Like, there, you don't have to be that intrusive of it. Or, I don't
know. No. You can be. If you are, it needs to be part of the gameplay loop from the get go. Like when we first started playing Ashenir, we thought the tether system was a hassle. It's part of the loop, though. So it grows on you, and if you fall to your death because you run out of oxygen, you know why. Like you plan ahead because you understand the core loop of the game. If part of the core loop of this game is I need gas at all times, when I hop in my spaceship, it should have a gas meter hitting me in the friggin' face. Like you're on E. In Ashenir, when you build a rocket, it says this is good for two trips to and from. Good luck. So like. You can just count that I'm to this planet and this planet. When I land back at home planet, I need to build. First thing I want to do, build a new rocket. This in No Man's Sky, you'll fly over all across the map, get ready to go, and it's like, oh, you got a gas. It's like you didn't tell me I even needed the gas. Like, you're not giving me the information required to move around efficiently. So now, like, do I always just need to? And by the way, gas for your ship is not the only fuel you need in this game. No,
yeah, because there's booster fuel, and then there's like light speed fuel.
You need fuel for just about every type of movement in this game, and it's just, at that point, it's busy work. Like one of the quests or tutorial missions, whatever you want to call it, is get $95,000. To buy a part. Like, first of all, like, I played enough of these games to where I just kind of realized if you need a part, you make it. Like, but okay, you're different. There's a whole trading outpost where you buy parts. That's cool. I'm okay with that. But $95,000? Like, I had like seven. And I'm like, how do you just get $95,000 in this game? You didn't teach me how to make money, and all of a sudden the goal is to make an astronomical amount of money. Like,
which we did figure out that a particular mineral was high in value, but guess what happened? One of us took that mineral and the other person went to that same spot to try to find that mineral, and so they just wasted 15 minutes because they had to run there and then run back. Like, even in your loop of gameplay, when we figured it out, was still annoying. Like,
everything. This game is annoying. It's just annoying. It feels like they built this game in a bubble and didn't play anything else like it within its genre ever. Like, they just built it from the ground up and said, I guess this is how you do this, because there's a lot of missing parts in between the gameplay where it's like, it would have been very helpful if you allowed me to do this, or told me this, that, or that. My breaking point was because once you broke, I realized, okay, I'm not gonna make that mistake. The goal of it's not even a mistake. I'm not going to make the same fall in the footsteps. So I want to see what this possibly final mission is before this game lets go of my hand, because that mission was essentially get the hyperspace drive and then you can visit different galaxies. So comparative to other games with a smaller scale, just getting off the planet is a wow moment. In No Man's Sky, getting off the planet, that's child's play. Like, whatever. You follow the tutorial, you do that in like 10 minutes, whatever. It means literally nothing. But the game starts to build up this hyperspace galaxy travel. I'm like, okay, I see what it is. They're using the first galaxy, if you will, as the tutorial playground. And as soon as you boost out of here, light speed out of here, that's when the game opens up. I broke because the tutorial was still teaching me how to build things. We're 4, 5, 6 hours in.
We were like seven or eight. Like,
stop it. Just freaking stop it. Like, just let me go. Like, if I still need tutorial missions 7 hours into the game, get a messed up.
This game was a mistake. I'm sure there's someone that's like, no, I love this game, and that's fine. But just, you will never convince me otherwise, ever. Ever.
It does all the wrong things games in this genre does. Like, all like if you were ever on the fence about playing these resource gathering games because of what you've heard or experienced or what you think, this is the game. This is the poster child for that game. Just, like, all the annoying things in one package.
Yep. Game pass or pass. I think it's pretty obvious.
Yeah, really, like, yeah. We have to say it for the record, though, because
play the game. It's amazing. Don't. It's not even worth. No, just don't. Like, I.
This is the most annoying game I played in this podcast.
By far. Like,
I would say it's the worst, but it's the most annoying game by far.
And the thing is that I know that somebody really plays this game and really likes it. But this is what I'd say is, like, people also like Ark. And if you look up Ark, 95% of that game, when people talk about it, is screw this game. Because it's extremely similar in that it just beats you over the head with game mechanics that don't make sense. But if you watch the trailers, you're like, man, I want to do that. I want to ride dinosaurs. I want to fight dinosaurs. I want to do all these cool things I see in this trailer. And then you boot the game and you're like, wait a minute. For me to ride the dinosaurs, I got to play for like 12 hours and I can only ride the little dinosaurs. Okay. Like, eventually you'll get there. If you've got the patience to put in the 50 hours in Ark to get there, more power to you. That's exactly how I feel about No Man's Sky. I'm sure there's a fantastic game in here. I'm sure that once I learned everything, once I had the training wheels taken off at hour 50, I would be like, okay, I'm in now. That's crazy to do that. If you watch a trailer for No Man's Sky, it is not representative of what you'll be doing in No Man's Sky. That's the part that drives me up a wall, is that it's disingenuous the way this game sells itself. And that's adamant, or that's not the word I'm looking for. That's obvious by the way the game launched and how the game was promised. And unfortunately, it's still that, because they try to sell the game as like this vast open cosmos that you can go anywhere and do anything. And you can do all of that within the regards, is that the word? Within its own rules. And that's what drives me nuts, is that you just let me play the game. all right, I'm done. Don't play this game.
Yeah, it's really nothing. Like, it's just not worth the initial time sink, right? Because if you're telling me 50 hours in this game opens up, you have to put something in between those 50 hours to keep me going. You need the wow moments. You need the amazing moments. You need the wonders of discovery. You need something to go, all right, one more hour I give you. Like, all right, one more hour I give you. But this is like, it keeps beating you down with tutorial mission after tutorial mission after tutorial. And it's like, at what point am I supposed to know what this game is and does? Because 7 hours in, apparently, I still don't know. I'm still need to learn something. It's just, you did it wrong. I'm out.
Yeah. So, No Man's Sky, pass on it. Don't play it. But, you know, I'm genuinely curious. If you listen to this and you like No Man's Sky, I would love to hear your experience with it. You can email us, gpopfans@gmail.com. I genuinely, like,
I want to hear what you guys have to say about No Man's Sky, because if I'm missing something huge, like I would not mind revisiting this. If I'm missing something super huge, it's like, oh no, just need to do this one thing and the game is perfect. Like,
press the L key and it gives you gas. Like, oh no, I am the type of gamer, and I don't, not to sound all elitist, but like, I don't want to hate any game. Like I really don't. So I am always ears of just saying like, tell me your experience, because that is not how I saw it at all, kind of thing. So, but I am very hard headed. So even though you might tell me that, I might just be like, I don't get it still. But yeah, gpopfans@gmail.com. So talking about the future, our next game, I'm gonna be 100% honest. I do not remember. Did we spin the wheel for this next game, or did we pick this next game?
We spun the wheel, but then we lied to the people to their face and said we didn't, right? Or the opposite?
I think it was the opposite. I think it was the opposite. I'm trying to remember now. So, all right, our next game we might have spun for. We don't know. Lonely Mountain Downhill. Okay, no, we did spin
for
it.
No, you picked that. You picked that one. Oh, no, we spun for it and then you liked it. You played it before.
Right, okay. That's what it was. Yeah, so we spun. I have played this game before. I guess we just spoiled it. I like the game, but that doesn't automatically mean that it will get a pass, because we might debate it. So, but we spun the wheel, Lonely Mountain Downhill. So that's going to be the game we're going to be playing next. The question is, after that, what are we going to do? Should we spin the wheel again?
Spin the wheels.
Oh man, he said it. We're going to spin the wheel. We're going to spin on PC. We're not going to spin on Xbox, mainly because neither one of us have our Xbox on at the moment. So the problem is, where the heck is the wheel? Because I don't remember where it is. Where is it? Where? It's not in social. I guess I don't know why I thought it would have been in social. It's not in store. It is on Game Pass. Okay, it's on the Game Pass button. All right, here we go. In 3, 2, 1, spinning, and Gears Tactics. Already played that. Spinning again, and Blair Witch. Okay, no, we already played that.
I spinned it and I got one.
What is it?
Crusader Kings 3.
That's a big ask. I've played this game, so that's tough. Even though we just lied and we're gonna be doing Lonely Mountain, but also I don't see that on. Why is it not on my screen? Crusader. Are you sure?
Yes, Crusader Kings 3.
That is not. I cannot see that game.
It popped up.
Does it have like a preface, like a something before Crusader Kings?
No, it just said Crusader Kings 3, and now I tried looking it up myself and sent it to you, and nothing came up. So,
what is happening? Did we just discover a game that's not on the service yet?
Like, oh shoot! Breaking news, guys.
Is that what happened? Crusader Kings 3. This is great. This is great, yeah. Podcasting right now.
No. Okay, so I did it again and clicked on a different game. I clicked on the details. It actually came up. Whereas Crusader Kings 3, I clicked on the details and nothing came up. Like, it was a blank screen. So I'm guessing that may not supposed to be there, maybe?
Crusader Kings 3. So I must not have played Crusader Kings 3. I must have played 2. It will be available on September 1st with Xbox Game Pass for PC. So yeah, they've announced that it's there, but you are not supposed to see that yet. So
hot take. Up.
Crusader Kings 3 will be coming, and maybe if you spin on it, you might get lucky and play the game early.
It said install. Like, God dang, I missed it. All right.
I got to edit that. Dang it. So I guess spin again.
Who, me or you?
I just spun and I got The Outer Worlds. So apparently it's your turn.
All right, my turn to spin. Oh crap. I'm not gonna say all crap, because this is all games Microsoft wanted on their system, on their platform rather. This is all purposeful, right? So these games are all playable, they're all good, right? Therefore, I spun and I got MudRunner. Multiplayer mode is not yet available in this game. Please stay tuned for more information.
We're doing it. MudRunner.
We're MudRunning it.
We'll play MudRunner. All right. So after next week, which is Lonely Mountain Downhill, we will be playing MudRunner. All right. That's going to do it for this episode. Appreciate you sticking with us if you went through our Crusader Kings 3 discovery. As always, you can please rate us on the podcast service of your choice. It really does help. I promise you it does. You can email us gpopfans@gmail.com, and we will see you next time.
Good day, sirs.